Kof Ches Shavat, Sunday the 7th of February, Rabbi Avi Wiesenfeld. Stealing, do we all do it? This week's Torah Way has been sponsored Lichvod Simchas HaNesuin, Shel Pinchas Frenkel, and Debbie Glazer. Someone's taken my wallet.
Shubas Adeshen. This week's parasha mentions why is parasha's mishpatim straight after parasha's Yisroi, Seres Hadibrois, Kabbalah HaTorah. And the Shumas Hadeshin writes that a person would have thought that many of the dinim and halachas that are mentioned in mishpatim, in Adam, mainly ben Adam and Chaveroi, are pretty simple. Poshut, you know, maybe he has to do these things. These are normal expectations of every firm Jewish person. The Shumas Hadeshin says that's the reason why Mishpatim comes after Yisroel. These are not ethics, these are not business ethics that a person should do and it's nice to do. These are things that the whole Torah is totally on them, and the Rabbeinu Shlom has a special chaviva to these things, which is why they're placed immediately after Parshas Yisroel, immediately after Kabbalah HaTorah and the Seres Hadibrois. The Chofetz Chaim has a sefer called Tzvas Tomim where he writes that when it comes to halacha of stealing, so people think, stealing me? I don't steal. What do you think I am? I don't go and rob old ladies' handbags. I don't go into banks and hold them up and go and get money from them. What's it nafka mina to me? Right? Like signo, like sigzal, all these halachas, all these aseres are different. What's it got to do with me? It's no connection. I don't steal. I'm not in the shaykhs of stealing. It's got no connection whatsoever. And he says no. He says, the Chofetz Chaim, we don't realize what stealing actually means. We don't realize to where and to which detail stealing actually applies. And today, Beis Hashem, what I'd like to do in the short time that we have is just to go through some of the little halachas that maybe are a little bit forgotten about. Or maybe people don't even realize that they enter a shaila of stealing Beis Hashem. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Hei, where the Gemara tells us, Roiv Begezel, which means the Gemara is telling us, Chazal, that you can have people and you can have Averis, but Roiv people, say Chazal, are included in this prohibition on Nichamis Issa of stealing. Roiv Begezel, says the Gemara, the Rishonim over there, the Ritval, the Rashba, they all explain Pshat and the Gemara doesn't mean, of course, I'm going over to somebody else and taking that which does not belong to me. But it means in a very small, sensitive way, people can be over on Gezel without even realizing it. The Sheiltis writes that the punishment for stealing is actually worse than any other Issa, than any other Aveira that we have. What's the Rias of the Shiltis? You look at the Dora Mabel. The Dora Mabel were doing terrible, terrible Aveiras. Chazal Rashi tells us in the beginning of the Torah that they were doing terrible Aveiras, but the whole fate of the Dora Mabel was only because of stealing. Was because of stealing. The Ramban in Bereshis, Perek Vov, Pasuk Gimel, tells us that theft, geneva, is one of the fundamental principles of a Yiddish and a Shama, of a Yiddish life. Because if a person realizes that everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and everything we have belongs to us, then the moment we're looking at somebody else's, we're looking at what someone else has and we want it for our own, it's an unbelievable thing. It's actually, there's a famous vort in the Parsha, and 2 weeks ago in Parsha's Yisroi, where one of the Aseres Hadibros, Leisachmoid Beis Reyecho, all the details. Don't be jealous of this. Don't be jealous of that. And then it says, and everything that he has. A famous word. Everybody says this word. Now, what does this mean? It means, what do you mean? Don't be jealous of this. Don't be jealous of this. Don't be jealous of this. So often we're jealous of other people. But the moment we're jealous of other people, let's think of something else. Look at the whole package. Look at the whole pekala. Look at everything together and then you won't be jealous. And stealing often comes from a form of jealousy that we have. The Nitziv writes in Emek Dova and Dvorim, he says that when it comes to stealing, it's like different to every other halacha, it's different to every other issa in the Torah. And the reason is because you're undermining the poshut emunah in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That once again, we saw this from the Ramban, that if a person realizes that everything comes from Hashem, so he's not going to look and trying to get from someone else, because he realizes what he has is his own, and that's what he's meant to have. There's an unbelievable, very scary medrash. The medrash in Shemois Perek Chav Beis on Pasuk Gimel writes that if a person's hands are dirty with gezel, and he cries to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and he wants to be answered, and he wants to offer a tefillah to Hashem, and he needs certain things, whether it's with children, whether it's shidduchim, whether it's parnosa, whether it's nachas, all sorts of things. We cry to the Rabbeinu Shalom, we beg from the Rabbeinu Shalom, he should listen to us. Says the Medrash, that if a person has on his hands a tinge of gezel, just a small amount, and Be'ez Hashem, what we're going to discuss today, in the other forms that people don't realize, then he can cry to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and says the Medrash, he will not be answered. It's a very, very scary thing. One last thing, there's a Bnei Yitzchoska, Nigud de Kala. The Bnei Yitzchoska says, how is it, it's a famous word, how is it that we see people, we see children in Cheder, such good children, such good kinderlich, sitting, learning Aleph Beis, they're learning Psukim and Chumash, Mishnayis, and then all of a sudden when they grow up, you see a complete change, and they turn over to this terrible person doing all sorts of terrible things, says the Bnei Yitzchoska. Where does that come from? Where is that koyach implanted? How is it that you can have a child, an innocent child, that's learning so beautifully in school and in cheder, and when he becomes older, he just turns away to a whole different mahalach achayim? Says the Bnei Yitzchoska, you know where it comes from? Because the parents fed him with money from gezel. And when the money of gezel feeds a child, so it goes into the depths of his neshama. And it's no wonder, says the Bnei Yitzchoska, what he turns out to be. Now obviously I'm not going into this, this is not our subject right now, chinuch, and how these things can be, and I'm sure there's many other reasons as well. But one reason, at least to remember, says the Bnei Yitzchoska, is this reason. So it's important for us to go through these halachas, you know, not to talk about necessarily robbing banks, but just to talk about what does the Torah consider to be loy sigza, what's included in the issa of loy sigza. In fact, I'm amazed by the shilas that come in about these sorts of things. You can have two sides of the coin. For example, a couple of weeks ago, a lady calls up close to Shabbos, and she wants to know the following. And I was really misspelled from such a shila. She had booked, she had ordered, she had gone to called up a family in some kibbutz in the middle of who knows where in Eretz Yisrael, and she arranged to come for Shabbos. And she missed the bus. She missed the bus. It was now an hour or two before Shabbos. It was impossible for her to go to this place for Shabbos. She had to remain in Yerushalayim for Shabbos. So she calls up and she wants to know, do I have to send them money because they probably cooked food for me and it probably cost them money? And do I have to send them money in order to, you know, sort of give them back that which they spent for me? Which I find is an amazing thing, whether chayiv or potter, that's a different shayla. But just that someone would have the shayla to realize that. Like, how many people would even think that such a thing is even a shayla of stealing in a maybe small way? And on the other side of the coin, I had a bochel called up a couple of weeks ago also. He just came off an easy jet flight. And he took the suitcase for his friend. His friend asked him, do me a favor, you know, can you take a suitcase for me? I'll pay the price, whatever the suitcase costs. Sure, no problem, he took a suitcase for him. They lost a suitcase. And they told him, listen, I'm terribly sorry we lost a suitcase, but, you know, we'll give it back to you in 3-4 days when the next flight comes. But in the meantime, if you need anything, buy it, send us the receipt, we'll pay you back. There won't be a problem with that. So he calls me up, he says, I'd like to take out my entire dira for supper tonight, and we'll put it on the bill. Like, why not? They said, whatever we want, we're allowed to go, and we're allowed to have. Now, we all understand on our own das that that's not right, right? But people have this idea that, what do you mean? It's a guy. What do you mean? He doesn't know about it, I'm sure he doesn't care about it. Like, all these cheshbonos suddenly start coming into place, because when it comes to our own money, we're very much biased with that. One of the rebbes was collecting money for his gabba. His gabba was a very, very poor person. He saw that Nebuch, he needed new shoes. He saw his shoes were just terrible. So he started collecting money from some of the Hasidim in order to go and give him some new shoes for Yom Tov. And he puts it in a certain place in his cupboard. And this gabba is seeing, you know, this money collecting in the cupboard, getting higher and higher, and he's all excited. Wow, wow, wow. And eventually, you know, his Eitzara gets hold of him, and he takes some of it and he puts it in his pocket. And the Rebbe, realizing what happened, said to him, you're such a fool. Because this money was coming to you, and it was going to come to you beheta, and you took it be'issa. That's what's so terrible. And exactly the same thing as what the Ramban is telling us, what the Chofetz Chaim is telling us. The Rabbeinu Shloim has, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us, that our parnosa, whatever money we're going to be making, is already decided from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. We can't change this. So all these wonderful cheshbonos of maybe this and maybe that, and this shtick and that shtick, is wonderful. But you might get the money, but you'll get it be'issa, not be'heta. So even though it might be included in the money that you might have been allotted from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, but you'll be getting it be'issa and not be'heta. In fact, there's a Mishnah, everyone knows the Mishnah at the beginning of Bavos. Mishnah Yudches, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oymer, Shloisha Dvarim Oylam Kayim. There are three things that the world exists on. al adin, al emes, ba'al shalom. So if you look in the Torah in the beginning of Chosha Mishpat, the Torah writes, what is this pshat? That the Mishnah is telling us, the Tanya is telling us, that the whole world is resting on these three things, and one of them is din. So says the Torah, the reason is because the world has to continue, the world has to go with people acting in the correct way. The moment people are acting wrong, the people are taking that which doesn't belong to them in a different way, so they're messing up the Seder of the Olam, says the Torah in the beginning of Chosha Mishpat. They're ruining the Seder Olam, and that's why the Mishnah says that a person has to realize that these three things is something that the Olam is miskayim on. Let's continue. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama, in Testament Base, where the Gemara tells us famously the difference between a ganav and a gazlan. That we know that a ganav is a lot worse. He pays cash, he pays dalad the hay. He has to pay more when he steals. What's the reason? The Gemara explains, on Chashulchan also, that the halacha is that when a ganav does it, he does it, sort of does it with sinner. He does it privately. So when you do something privately, what are you showing? That I'm embarrassed of human beings, I'm scared of people, but I'm not scared of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when you do that, that's a worse aveira. So al pi zeh, and Aruch HaShulchan seems to be ramish this also, the things that we're going to be saying today are very much nichlal in a ganav. Because often we'll do things in a very secretive way, we'll do things in a way that, not so sure it should be done. It's a type of a ganav. Because you're scared of people, because you don't want people to know what you're doing, but the Rabbanis, nobody's seeing. So that's a worse type of aveira, it's a worse type of gneva that a person can be over on. So let's go through some of the klolim in Hilchas Gneva, Hilchas Gzela, just so we should understand the klolim, and then we'll go through a couple of examples, halacha lemaisa. There's a sma in Simon Shimem Chesel Chosha Mishpat Sikotin Beis, where he writes that if a person steals something with full kavana, full intention to return it, he's got absolutely no intention of taking it for himself, but he's taking it for the moment, says the sma, you've been over on the Issa Daraisa, one of the Saras Adibus of stealing without any shaila. In fact, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Samachala from Mebeis, where the Gemara tells us that how about if a person wants to benefit somebody else and you do it through stealing? For example, I had this Maisa with me, not with me, somebody asked me. Someone had said to me, he's got a relation that's a Mamasha, only Gomor without any Shaila, only Doraisa. And his hat is Gefela. Now, if I'm going to buy him a new hat, it's just not going to work, he's not going to accept it. So I've got a great idea. I'm going to steal his old hat, and I'll replace it with a nice newer one, right? He won't know, but I put his name in it, he'll wonder how it happened, but I'll have to accept it. It's osa gomet, and this is the raisa for a person to steal something, even if it's lote'eles, even if it is for a wonderful, good, constructive purpose for someone's benefit. Stealing from a child, to steal from a child is osa. Right, you have a parent, again, and we're not going into chinuch at this moment of time, but you can have a parent that takes after Abba Sabani, you know, the kids get out little sweets, get little prizes, whatever, and you take it away and say, hey, you're a bad boy, you're not going to have this until tomorrow, I don't know what. That's a problem. It's a shiloh geneva, even though the child is under bar mitzvah, right, there are certain times that a child is koina, we're not going into now kinyonim, but there is a time that a child can be koina, and therefore taking away from him is a shiloh geneva. In fact, Rav Pam Zatzal used to say, this is not so much a halacha, but Rav Pam used to say that, you know, people sometimes with kids, you know, you mess around, you know, you joke around with the kids, you take something away from them, hey, where's it gone? It was on the table a minute ago, my sweet, where's it gone now? You take it away. Which hand is in this one? Is that in that one? Rav Pam said it's not Beseda. It's not good chinuch to do that for children. You're teaching children. Again, not maybe la halacha, but he said it's not good chinuch, Rav Pam Zatzal used to say, not to do such a thing because you're showing the child, oh, I'm allowed to take it, something situations. And he said not to do that. For a joke, for sure, a person has to be careful from stealing. Even if it's for a joke, mafurish, it's a shayla the rishonim, it's a deraisa the rabbanon. Stealing from family members is exactly the same. There is no difference between stealing from a stranger or stealing from a family member without any question whatsoever. Stealing from a goy. So stealing from a goy, again, people have this idea, I hear this all the time. Oh, but he's a goy. Or the company's owned by goyim, so what's the difference, right? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. In fact, the Gemara tells us, the Sifrei Kabbalah say, that stealing from a goy is worse, possibly, than stealing from a yid. Listen to the Sifrei Kabbalah, what they write. They write that if a person steals from a goy, the malach of that ummah, the malach of that nation, comes in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam and says, hey, our money is being stolen. And the Gzeira, the decree comes down and says, okay, if their money was stolen, you have permission to steal their money also. So we can hear the result of such a thing. A person has to realize to steal from a goy is as chomor, it's as serious as stealing from somebody else. But of course, if the money was given to a person by mistake, Toyas Akum, we're not going into that. What happens if you get the wrong change in certain situations that they don't know about it and they won't find out about it? So obviously there are certain situations where we can be meikel and you can allow it. But of course, there is a big, big Kiddush Hashem for a person to give back something when it will cause a Kiddush Hashem. Again, there are so many shailas. We could spend hours and hours talking about when is it yeah, Kiddush Hashem, when is it not Kiddush Hashem, but we're going to just try and go through some more kolonim. Stealing a small amount, is there a minimum amount of stealing that is included in the halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch and Shimon Ches, right at the beginning of Sivalev, writes, there's no nafkamina, there's no difference how much something is worth, whether it's less than a shofar of pruta or not, unless the exception is, if something is so insignificant, if there's no real value to something, and people generally don't mind, if you take it, then that would be okay. For example, you're somewhere, and you see, a little container of toothpicks, right? So you'd like to take a toothpick, that's okay. That's something, unless you know he's makbid, generally people are not makbid on that, and that would not be a problem. The same thing would be with the mat. The same thing would be with a plastic plate. Once again, Aruch HaShulchan says this Mufurs and Shin Yun Tes in the Michoish Mishpat Sivalev, that things that people are generally not so makbid on and insignificant, we generally don't have to worry. However, the Aruch HaShulchan does say that there's a midas chasidus for a person not to steal or not to take something from someone else, even if you know he's 100% not going to be makbid in that case. Let's move on. In the Aseres HaDibros as well, we have this Issa Loisach Moit. What does it mean not to be jealous? Right? So Chazal tell us, we can't tell a person his emotions, his reactions. Like, don't be jealous of someone else. It's a very difficult thing. So what does it mean? Explains Chazal. Shulchan Aruch deals with this in Simon Shunan Tess, that Chazal tell us and understand this, the pasuk over here means not to be jealous. Of course we should never be jealous. But the jealousy means to force someone into giving you something. When you force someone into giving you something, that's a chelik of stealing. It's a type of geneva, even though he agreed to give it to you. He was muskim to sell it to you. He was muskim to give it to you. But at the end of the day, you did it through pressure and through all sorts of, you know, pressuring remarks and everything else. So it's included in the Issa and it has to be careful. I always say that, you know, I say to the Bochum often, a lot of these halachas come for one thing, it comes from advertising. Right, the advertising that we have nowadays is, you know, the latest phone or whatever it may be, basically is telling you that you're missing something in your life. And until you have this new model of the phone, so it's like, whoa, you're obviously missing something, and, you know, until you have this, oh, then you'll be okay until the next one comes out. So the advertising around the world is made in a certain way that they're showing us that you're not a shalem, you're not complete, because you haven't gone on this diet, and you're not that amount of kilos, and you're not able to do this, and you're able to go on that holiday and all these sorts of things. It's teaching us, it's showing us, ooh, we're not finished, we're not ready, we're not a person that's perfect until we get to that final stage. So again, it's not maybe our fault, but we come from outside influences. That's what's coming in. There's another type of stealing. What about cutting in front of someone in the line? Right? For example, you're somewhere and nobody wants to exactly wait. I'm not talking about in the street, in the car, that's a whole different shaila. But you're in a shop and you find a way to cut into the line that no one will know about it, right? You've got one of these amusement parks, sometimes the kids are lying on an hour on the line and you found a way to go under, no one's looking, you'll stay over there, you'll cut half the line. So it's an interesting shaila. Rav Yashiv Zatzal used to call this avak gezel. Right now, his son-in-law, Rav Zalman Goldberg, Shlita, so he says it can't be real gneva, it can't be real stealing, because I'm not stealing anything tangible. There's nothing physical that's coming into my property by cutting into the line. However, he writes a very interesting thing. He says it's actually gezel from the owner of the shop. Because he brings a Gemara that tells us if a person is standing b'chotz chaveru, shaloi b'das chaveru, if you're in somebody's property, and you're acting in a way against the owner's will, that's a type of stealing. And therefore, when you're in a shop, or when you're on someone's property, and you're cutting in the line, what you're doing is you're standing in someone's chotzer, shaloi b'rishus. He's not maskim to that. Now, I'm not talking about if the person who owns the shop, or the bank, or the fish shop, who says, oh, you can go first, that's okay, he has the rishus to do that. But just to do that in front of somebody else, you have to be careful. And now, it's a soul, unfortunately, it's a very, very shkiach thing that people take their shopping cart, you know, empty, and they'll put it by the line of the checkout over there, right? You will not get this in Tesco's. And they put it over there, and off they go doing their shop, and every so often they come back and put more stuff, every so often they come up with more stuff. there are major shailas of Gneva with such a thing. That's Shaloi Bedas Habal, and you have to be careful. When you work for someone, or you work for in a situation, in a place, and you use the item Shaloi Bereshus, again, if they give you Reshus to use it, that's wonderful. But if you don't have Reshus to use it, these are shailas of Stina. Often people will say, what do you mean? I work here, it's okay, he doesn't mind, so you have to know. If Itaka doesn't mind, that will be fine. But if he does mind, then you obviously have a problem of stealing. Listen to the Gemara. The Gemara in Brochas, everybody knows that Vav Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us that when a person gives you shalom, he says hello to you, and you don't return the shalom, and you don't return the hello, you're over on stealing, says the Gemara. Mufushi Gemara Brochas, that Vav Amud Beis. We're stealing. I owe him a shalom, I owe him a hello, and I didn't give it to him. You know, we walk around the street, and sometimes we'll ignore someone, maybe not specially, maybe not intentionally, but it can happen from time to time. This is a shyness, says the Gemara, of stealing. Another example. The Gemara in Brochas Lam and Heyam and Aleph, the Gemara tells us famously in Hilchos Brochas, if a person takes an item of food, a person enjoys as benefit from this world without a bracha, without thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam. Different mafoshim in the Gemara, but according to one parish, he's over on stealing. He's over on stealing something. A person has to be careful. The Medrash in Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Bamidbar says that if a person says a Dvar Torah, but Shaloi B'Shem Omrei, you don't say it B'Shem the person that you heard it from, so then you're over on stealing in such a case, because a person has to be careful. Gezel Shena. What about Gezel Shena, right? All the Musas from are busy, you know, and yeshivas and this, that, and the other. Ooh, Gezel Shena, you've got to be careful. Now, Gezel Shena, Rav Ozner Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Zayin, has a tshuva on this, and he says it's very hard to say that there's something called Gezel Shena. I'm not stealing anything tangible, I'm not taking anything. And therefore, to say Gezel Shena, we can't, but there may be two assume that you are over on when you steal somebody's sleep. And that is one, you're a mazik, you're damaging him. And number two, it could be a shayla by Noah's Dvorim, actually. A Noah's Dvorim is when we, you know, you say something to somebody else and you hurt them, and you know, you hurt their feelings, whatever. So Rav Ozner says that maybe that's included in that. An example of this halacha is to walk into a lift or a staircase, Shaloi Bereshus. For example, they have, you know, in Israel, it's very negeir, that people, they have different levels of apartments. You go from there, and you can go up the lift, and you go to the other side, you say you're walking all the way around. So often, to go into such a lift, Shaloi Bereshus, sometimes they even write a letter saying, no one's allowed to go in this unless you live here, or you're going to visit somebody. This is a shaila of stealing that people don't even realize. Another example, I see this all the time, unfortunately, I never know what to say to the person or not. I see a person come to the letterbox, where maybe here in England, it's not so negeya, but in Eretz Yisrael, where you got all the letterboxes, you know, the beginning of the apartment. So if someone sees a newspaper that, oh, I'd like to see today's news, and you take it out and open it up to see what is the news going on, I don't know. The poskim are busy with this, right? In fact, there's a Shulchan Aruch that's very mashma in Choshe Mishpat, some Kufnun Tessiv Hey, to say that's an Issah D'Oraisa of Gneiva, right? It's not yours, it doesn't belong to him. What do you mean? He's not taking it to his house yet, he probably doesn't mind. All these sorts of cheshbonos are coming from who knows where in our personal das and what we want to do. After a chasana, Rav Ozner Shevet HaLevi discusses what happens after a chassid. You'd like to take a portion home, right? You'd like to take something home for your wife, for the kids, for somebody else. So you have to know, he says, if they're paying per portion, and by you taking it away, they're going to be counting the portions or the plates, and someone will be charged for that, unless you know the balabos doesn't mind or you ask him, but that's a shayla of stealing. And again, you know, we don't even realize. We go through life sometimes without realizing what we could be over in such a thing. In fact, the Rav Menashe Klein Zatzal, the Mishnah Lochas Chelik Zayin, Sim Kuf Yedalad, as a shayla. To take a picture of someone against his will is a shayla of Gneva. You're taking a picture, somebody says, please do not take a picture of me at this moment of time, for whatever reason. So the Mishnah Lochas says that's a major problem of stealing, because in that case he doesn't want to do it, you have to be very, very careful. Using somebody's property without reshus, right? Often, common shayla, maybe you have talis and tefillin, right? You have someone's talis over there, you quickly your talis, rip it out of his talis, and start putting it on. So maybe for mitzvahs, the Gemara in Ksubas tells us that for mitzvahs, a person is nichalei, he would like people to do mitzvahs with his property. However, a person has to realize, if a person takes something without reshus, there's a machoikas already in the Gemara, whether or not a person is a gazlan, or he's a shayl. Major shayla, shayl shalai midas, nafkamin, if you're going to be mazikit, what would be the halacha over there? This once again, this applies even if it's for a few seconds, even if it's going to be returned, and even if it's from a child, makes absolutely no difference whatsoever, with the exception of something that he doesn't mind. A chair, for example, a Nagel Wasser cup, right, to use it, you know it's his. He doesn't mind, generally, it's something that will not become broken, and therefore there will not be a problem in that case of all these sorts of things. These are the general halachas that we realize that Chazal are telling us a person has to be careful of. The Chofetz Chaim We'll stop and finish with a couple more things like this. Rav Aaron from Kalin, on Erev Pesach, when it came to checking for the chometz, so, you know, Kiyadua, everybody takes their pockets to see if you've got any crumbs in there for whatever you may have placed there during the year. So he started crying, and they asked him, the Hasidim said to him, why are you crying, Rebbe? So he said, because just like we check our pockets for chometz now in Erev Pesach, we have to check our pockets for other people's money. We have to make sure that we do not have in our possession anything that belongs to anybody else. In fact, Rav Schwab Zatzal writes, when the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that one of the questions that we are going to be asked when we come to Shemayim after 120 years, amongst all the other questions, the four questions, one of them is going to be, did you deal in business in a very fair and honest manner? So Rav Schwab Zatzal writes, there's two ways to understand this. He says, either you can mean literally, did you do business that way? But the other way is, did you realize that when you did business, that there are other people, there's somebody watching higher than you? As a higher authority, did you realize that what you're doing has repercussions? Did you realize that what you're doing could affect other people? And it's so important, this is what the Ramban was telling us in the beginning, the Ramban is saying that when a person is oivan gneva, and he's not careful of someone else's property, so it's not just the matter of gneva, loisigza, loisigno, of course, that's an isadaraisa, it's a seris adibras, but it's more than that. We're undermining the emun in the Rabbeinu Shlomo, and we're showing that we're going to take our panosa and our financial situation in our own hands, because obviously it's not being looked after properly. And when a person does that, it's a terrible, terrible thing. And one last thing as well, the Chofetz Chaim says, we know Chazal tell us that if a person steals, so he will have to come back into this world in order to repay whatever it was that he took, whatever it was that he, you know, didn't pay back. So the Chofetz Chaim says, people often say, no, what's the big deal? So we'll come back again. No, Nishkev, I've heard this before. Like, what's the big deal? We'll come back again. We'll sort it out great. Having a very good life. What's the problem? So the Chofetz Chaim gives a wonderful moshul to explain this. And the Chofetz Chaim explains, if you have a person, didn't have any parnasa, his family were going hungry, so he said, listen, my family, my wife, I'm going to miss you, but what can I do for a year? I need to travel to a faraway land in order to try and make money. So he said, okay, come back in a year's time. So he goes to a certain place, and he works hard, and he borrows from here, he does business investments over there, and he's busy, 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 busy. And when it comes, you know, to 3 months before the end of the year, he's amassed a nice little fortune, and he sends a message back to his family in 3 months' time in the year, you know, the end of the year, what we arranged, wait for me by the port, I'm going to be there, it's going to be exciting, we're finally going to see my family again after a whole year. So if someone sends him at the island, make sure when you leave this island that you've had, you pay back every single penny that you borrowed. You know, everyone goes into business, you borrow money here, there and everywhere, make sure you return it. And he thought to himself, maybe yeah, maybe no. Anyway, he was on the boat, all excited, he got closer and closer to his family, and eventually he could even see his family, they could see him, and all the excitement was building up. Wow, he's finally come back after an entire year. And when he gets off the boat, the custom person over there stops him and says, I'm sorry, you owe something to the island. He says, please, let me look at my family, let me speak to them. No, 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 you have to go back to the island, and you're going to have to go back. Can you imagine, said the Chofetz Chaim, the pain, the tsar that a person can have from such a thing is tremendous. This is the Chofetz Chaim, that's exactly from us. We have to be careful from property. We have to be careful from looking at other people's property and other people's items in a way that we realize this doesn't belong to us, it's not ours. We have to be sensitive to other people's needs, obviously, and to other people's products and items and properties and everything else that might be in there. And says the Chofetz Chaim, if we do that, then Be'ez Hashem, when we come to Shemayim and we'll ask that famous Shaila, we can actually answer with a positive answer of yes, we did it honestly, we realize as a Rabbeinu Shlomo, we realize that our Parnasa comes to us, however it comes to us, we try to be honest, we try to everything we can do in Be'ez Hashem, we won't have to come back, and we'll talk about Zoycha to the kindness of Allah.